Jason Kelce announced today that he would retire. His press conference was, as you could imagine, full of emotions. Travis Kelce, tears. Donna Kelce, tears. I never really saw Papa Kelce, but I'm sure a proud dad there. And Jason Kelce also in tears as well. But I thought it was nice to see a lot of the different videos you got. This was one that the editor of the New Heights podcast put together, and it's classic Jason Kelce.
I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. You know what an underdog is? It's a hungry dog.
The pride of Cleveland Heights High School, Jason Kelce.
I've flown out to Philadelphia. I think I'm really going to enjoy wherever I end up.
Yeah, baby!
I love you, brother.
How bad do we want it now? You know what's coming. Oh, yeah.
Hungry dogs run fast. And that's this team. It's y'all, Philadelphia. Y'all have been waiting for this.
Thank you for your help.
It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. No matter what we face, we've overcome it. Nobody counted us in all year. I'm just so happy for every single one of these guys. I'm so happy for this organization. It's been a long time coming, and I'm so happy for the city of Philadelphia and our fans, because you guys have deserved this for a long time.
All the players, all the coaches, the front office, we wanted it more.
You want to talk about underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship.
And the fact that I have been able to provide that, it's awesome, man.
You did it. You did it.
Jason Kelce, a real one who hangs it up in the NFL. Not only that, but the Kansas City Chiefs gain a super fan. Gotta think, right? He's got no football to be played. I'm sure TV contracts will be out the wazoo for Jason Kelce. And for those of you that follow other local media personalities around here, Harold Kuntz of Fox 4, after the Baltimore game, got to pull Jason Kelce aside with one of the better interviews. You get to hear somebody from not your team who plays in the league talk about, in fact, your team.
They're in the dance. They're in the show. It is so hard to make it to the Super Bowl. They've been in, what, four of the last six? So, I mean, it's remarkable to think of, you know, how good they've been in this tenure since Pat Mahomes has taken over. And, you know, obviously unbelievably happy for them. Unbelievably happy for Andy. And I can't wait to be in Vegas to watch this matchup.
I think it's great that he kind of got to have his time. Now, we had Adam Schefter, who was a one-time Richard of the Week because he had to be the guy and had to say, hey, guess what? Jason Kelce plans on retiring at the end of the season. He told his teammates, like, all right, Adam, you know, that's one of those, you know, kiss my ass and just relax. And today, there was the emotional send-off. There was the it comes full circle type of moment in Jason Kelce announcing that his career would be over. An ultimate legend in football will clearly, obviously be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The first day that he is offered on the list, I can't imagine anybody not letting him go through. There's always that one guy, though. He'll get like 97.5% of the votes, and two people will be like, well, he was a sinner. Maybe the greatest to ever do it, because his accolades are a six-time All-Pro, a seven-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion, a top sports broadcast. He has his own youth charity, his own documentary, his own line of apparel, two Christmas albums as a bonus, and $82 million in career earnings for a 13-year career with one team. That is the beauty of it. In a world of sports where you see guys move all the time, he was a guy that stayed with one team his entire career, and it's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Fame career when it's all said and done. Jason Kelce, not only that, one of the good guys, man. A lot of these guys go to the league and they get super big egos and they get all these sort of personality traits. Jason Kelce, I believe, is exactly as advertised. Sometimes you go see musicians and you're like, oh, these guys sound completely different than they do on a on like the radio or on a cassette or on you know, like iTunes. Jason Kelsey's that band that you go see live and you're like, yeah, they sound the exact same in my ear when I listen to it on my, you know, my iTunes or my Spotify. And Jason Kelsey, who hangs it up after 13 years, extremely emotional as he said goodbye to everyone in the football world.
So this all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I am retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. But fuck, it took a lot of hard work and determination getting here.